big columns and tan marble all the way around. It's a beautiful building on the inside. Mr. Libby, who he says, I want the acoustics perfect in this. Libby Owens, he built it. The money came from him. And he says, I want perfect acoustics in this building. Who should we get? He said, I know one man in New York. And then he says, I don't know, Mr. Libby, whether you would want to go to Paris to get a man or not. He says, get them both. And the building is, the roof of it, the ceiling, is just a slide arch this way. Mm-hmm. Not the big elaborate dome, but just a slide arch. The acoustics in that building is perfect. I never heard anything like it. But
now that's in Toledo.
Yes, Toledo, Ohio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in that building is the finest collection of glass in the world. In fact, it made National Geographic here about 3 or 4 years ago. They have glass in that collection back the time of Christ, 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of white, milky-looking glass. It's, more of them are just more the bottle shape than anything else. Mm-hmm. But from there on down to the present time.
How about that?
Well, trip you up?
Maybe it'll come to you. Let's just start with with an easy one here. Now these, here's some vegetables of various kinds we're talking about. Well, these and the vegetables and fruits and so on. This principal Florida fruit.
The name of them?
Uh-huh.
Like oranges?
Uh-huh.
Grapefruit?
Yes. Now, if there aren't any more of these oranges, you say, well, I'm sorry, but the oranges are, or what? If you're out of them, you say the oranges are what?
Well, I would say we are out of the oranges.
Are they all
gone? Yeah, all gone.
Uh-huh. Now, what about these? The word, and I know these are very common vegetables. So the relatively little bulb-like vegetables.
The radishes.
Yeah. Okay. And this principal crop, familiar? Who's your fruit? Fruit vegetable, I guess. Fruit.
Tomato.
Yes.
Would be termed as a fruit, I think.
Uh-huh. We were there a good many factories around here, around Brazil?
At one time, Libby McNeil and Libby were here.
Uh-huh.
They had a big plant, and the reason for them being here, they claimed that Clay County here raised the finest tomatoes for tomato ketchup that there was.
Uh-huh.
But due to union trouble, they finally had to close up.
Oh.
They operated here, I think, about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And they closed up, and about, I would say 6 or 8 years after that, the building burned.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That out here on the east side somewhere?
Yeah, on the East National, over next to the railroad there. It was on the Pennsylvania
Railroad. I know about where that is. Well, now, how about the word, that's familiar, word, although there may be different varieties of it, for the vegetable that tastes good. We sometimes have it with beans,
potato,
and cornbread.
The potato.
Well, that's I was thinking of the one that's a little bit hot, at least at times. Spanish type or
onion. Uh-huh. The onion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there are several different varieties of onions. However, I'm not familiar with them.
Uh-huh.
That is the names of them.
The early ones, do you have a special name for the early ones?
Yeah, the early onion that you're speaking of, you very seldom see it on the market. We referred to it as the potato onion.
I see.